You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is the new things with Chateau Tongariro. We've got two of the new things on the line, Tina and Sarah. Morena Kodua, how are you both?
Morena.
Kia ora.
Nice to speak with you. From the road, you guys are off on tour at the moment, celebrating Just For You, which is your excellent new EP. Normally you can be found in the wonderful seaside town of Paikakariki. This is a really great little record. What's the process of recording it been like?
Thank you for saying that. It was a bit... sort of frantic recording this one, actually, because it was busy lives, and then what we, you know, obviously really wanted to do was release the EP before we went on tour, so we got this like grand national tour happening, and was like, okay, so we've got a strict deadline.
Ooh.
Woo. But can I say that we are sitting in the recording studio right now, which also doubles as Tina's living room.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Life and art are all completely enmeshed here.
Yeah, big time.
With the new things.
And we kept discussing how we're going to move that deadline, you know? Can we move it? But anyway, we got it out, and it was, and they are songs that we've been playing for quite a while, so, you know, they were well put together and practiced.
That must be a nice feeling when you're sort of, you've been road testing something and you can finally release it in a recorded format and then take it back on the road. There's a sort of special celebration, I guess, sense to that particular type of tour. And you are going all over the place, heading up to Tamaki Makaurau tomorrow. We will see you.
Yes.
And also on the 21st. Whereabouts are you going to be playing up here?
So Whammy Bar at Sweet Treat Punk's Night. That's on Thursday night with Offal Pit, Stiletto and Chasing South, which sound like great punk bands.
Very hearty names, yeah.
Yeah. And then on Friday night we're playing at the Underground. Another Sweet Treat, but this time called All Sorts, because it's an all-ages gig there at the Underground, which is right near Whammy.
Just down the stairs as well.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in the stories on this EP, especially Chateau Tongariro, which I've listened to a lot and tried to sort of unpick what I think is going on there. What was the genesis of the idea for this track?
Oh, that's hilarious. So Jason and I decided that, I mean, you know, we're pretty romantically inclined towards each other, and we wanted to write a romance song. So basically that it was like, how can we do this? Because we feel like we've been living in synchronicity for so many years, and we've been sort of connected but not connected. So anyways, we and the Chateau became quite a... Well, I've always loved the Chateau. Mm. I just think it's a hilarious New Zealand, you know, special place there. You know, people thought... that a massive building like that could be built on top of a volcano for a start was an interesting concept.
Completely bonkers, yeah.
Yeah, completely bonkers. But, so yeah, so we put those two things together. And we did go to, Jason and I did save up our pennies and managed to get in and actually spend a night there, which was something I always wanted to do just because. Anyways, and so really that song is about that. It's about the special place that that... Chateau is at the special mountains here, and our coming together.
That's cool. That's so nice. I think I was looking for some sort of like maybe like meta narrative or something in it, but I love that it's actually a straightforward love song. That's so
sweet.
The rest of the writing though, what kind of is the dynamic for writing like? Is it you mostly, Tina, or does everyone contribute lyrics?
It's tricky to say because there are some songs that are more mine that I've written and some more Jason's. Mm-hmm. And some we come completely together on. So Chateau Tongariro was one of those.
Yeah.
Where we basically write half the lyrics each and we work on it together. So every now and again it's one verse each.
Nice.
So and then you can sort of discuss the other person's verse, but sometimes you know, yeah, the other, you know, we'll stick to what we've got.
It's a good way to do it. You just divide and conquer writing the tracks, get the whole team involved in one way or another. And then does it come together quickly when you're playing or when you're jamming?
That's an interesting question too. So yeah, we bring the songs to the band, come together quickly. Yes, I suppose because we've got such great musicians, they can pick up and run with what we've got, but the recording process definitely changed the songs. So you're really focused once you're...
Oh, just lost Tina for a second there. See if we get them back. If not, we will play another track from The New Things. I think we will play another track from The New Things. This is In Time with Dave by The New Things. You're on BFM.
Silhouetted through down a bridge, shot off my mouth, mountain sand on sand, making small steps, eroding in time, closed in.
The New Things in Time with Dave. We've got the New Things back on the line. Tina and Sarah, are you still there?
Yes.
Yay.
Yep, we're here.
Nice. We were talking about the writing process and how you guys get a song off the ground. Is it a jam session? Is that mostly what happens? Or do people kind of noodle away on their own parts and it all comes together?
So I'd have to say that... Yeah, we all noodle away and it comes together.
Yeah, I would say that Tina and Jason have, you know, really got the songs down, and they've brought in, because originally, you know, you guys were playing Tina, Jason and a drum machine, and then they brought in a fantastic rhythm section, Dave, Morgan and Dwayne,
Dyack,
and then I am a late addition on the keyboards and the vocals.
Awesome.
Tina and Jason saw me singing in another band and they're like, oh, you can do vocals for us, you can do some backing vocals for us, do you play the keyboards? And I'm like, I kind of play the keyboards, I kind of learnt some lessons when I was 9 and 10. So
Sarah's a genius, she can basically do anything.
No, this is not true, but anyway, so I just sort of like, I just try and add some extra colour and texture and like a little bit of a kind of Stereolab / B52 / Doors kind of
mean
feeling with the keyboards in the background. But really, like, yeah, the songs are very solid. Tina and Jason have written amazing songs, and we just really do our best to support them. And I think also the other thing is that originally the first EP was described by Grant Smithies as a sort of, you know, endearingly spindly, and you know, it was endearingly spindly, but now with a really solid rhythm section with Dwayne and Dave. It's actually a great dance band as well. Like, you can really get up on the dance floor and dance to it.
There's quite the disco beat that goes through some of the tracks, which is very, very much makes you want to move. I think it's impossible to hear that and not, you know, feel your foot twitching at least. I think this is going to be some really special shows. Whammy Bar tomorrow night and Underground on Friday. And a pretty cool collection of bands that you're playing with as well. Where else are you heading on the road? In case someone's tuned in from another part of the country right now, where can they catch the New Things?
Okay, well, we're in Hamilton at The Last Place on the 22nd of July, so that's the Saturday night this weekend. And then Napier the following weekend at the Paisley Stage, that's the 29th of July. Then we've got a little delay while we prepare for the South Island. So we're heading to Christchurch at a Rolling Stone on the 29th of September. And Dunedin, we're playing at Moons on the 30th of September.
Awesome. You really are covering a lot of territory. Thank you so much, guys, for speaking with us this morning. We're going to have a listen to Domestic Sisyphus. And I really recommend people head over to Bandcamp and get themselves Just For You, which is the new EP, which is on thenewthings.bandcamp.com. And I believe Under the Radar for tickets to the gigs. Is that correct?
That's correct. And Event Finder for the ones further down the country. That's right.
Fab. Hey, thank you so much, Tina and Sarah. Have a great tour, and we will see you up
thank
these
you
ways
so much.
Very soon.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Ka kite anō.
Steaming.
That is The New Things with Domestic Sisyphus. The New Things are playing tomorrow at Whammy and Friday at Underground, and they are going to be heading to a city near you. If you are tuned in from outside of Tāmaki Makaurau, you can find all the details on Under the Radar, and you can find their music at thenewthings.bandcamp.com.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.